In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello to all of you ex-hippies out there who probably now have artificial hippies. I crack myself up. Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 1960s with our 27-minute love-in.
Suck it to me!
The first song of the day is by The Loving Spoonful. It was released as a single in July of 1966 and hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It's getting hot in July, and this song will bring you the heat. Here's Summer in the City.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Like the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Inagada Da Vida is a second studio album by the American rock band Iron Butterfly. It was released in June of 1968 and is best known for its title track, which is a 17-minute composition which occupies the whole of Side B. So I hope you enjoyed our show today.
No, no way are you going to play a song that's 17 minutes long.
Okay, we're not going to play that one.
Thank God.
Okay. Here is a different cut from that album, entitled Most Anything You Want.
Most of the things that you want, girl, is a whole lot behind me. Most of the things I just wanna make you happy and spend my life down.
a whole lot fun I create. Girl, cause I just wanna make you happy. That's all I'm trying to do. Yes, I just wanna make you happy and spend my lifetime with you. Tell a friend that you want, girl. It's a whole lot that I need. Most tell a friend that you want, girl. It's a whole lot that I need. Girl, cause I just wanna make you happy. That's all I'm trying to do. Yes, I just wanna make you happy and spend my life down with you.
Where do you get these songs? I gotta know.
That was the title track on that song, on that album, rather.
Well, there goes 3 minutes and 42 seconds of my life that I can't get back.
Enjoy.
Oh.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Hooray! It's the National Jell-O Week. Tell everybody you know. And don't let the week go by without J-E-L-L-O.
Onions. Radishes, carrots, peas.
Beans, lima, and string.
It's served vegetables in Jell-O Week. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Bright, crisp vegetables in cool, shimmering Jell-O. There's a salad for you. Bright radishes, for instance, and cucumber in shimmering lime Jell-O. Golden carrots and cabbage in refreshing lemon Jell-O. Yes, sir, a Jell-O vegetable salad. The sunniest dish of good-for-you goodness you'll find anywhere. Have you made a Jell-O salad lately? Well, do this week.
It's served vegetables in Jell-O Week.
Tell everybody you know. And don't let the week go by without J-E-L-L-O.
Cabbage and lemon Jell-O.
Hey, my aunt used to make a lime Jell-O with cabbage, shredded up, and green olives with pimentos.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And I'm like, nobody touches it. She wasn't a really good cook.
Go figure.
She always had Jell-O. The whole thing, the whole mold left when we left the house. Nobody ate it.
Was never heard from again.
And I never will use vegetables in a Jell-O if you even gave this me $1 million.
This is the week to do it.
Blech. The group Classics 4 song is about a spooky little girl. In 1968, it reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. This song would be a good one to play at your Halloween parties. Don't be spooked by Spooky.
Like to go with me and see a movie.
My next song was released in 1966 by the Yardbirds. It featured dual lead guitars by Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page. Boy, it doesn't get much better than that.
I don't know them. I don't know them at all.
Well, this peaked at number 30 on the Billboard Top 10. So you know. Crank it up to 11 and enjoy Happenings 10 Years Time Ago.
Another 2 minutes and 55 seconds of my life wasted. Where do you get these?
It's psychedelic, man.
Oh, man, is it ever. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio. Here's a song that was recorded by R.B. Greaves in 1969. The song peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Let me get my secretary. Maria, can you come here and take a letter for me? Here's. Take a letter, Maria.
Wow, that was clever.
Thank you. I thought so too.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past 10, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? last me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter.
Southwest FOB was a 1960s psychedelic rock group from Dallas, Texas.
FOB?
You're free on board. I don't know. It's the 60s. Okay.
Okay.
Makes no sense.
Their brains were fried.
They're best known for two of the members, Dan Seals and John Coley, who later formed England Dan and John Ford Coley. With the song, I Really Like to See You Tonight. Da, 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 da.
Oh.
Well, this isn't that song either.
Oh, no. Why can't you play something that I like and I know?
This song was released in 1968 and reached number 56 on the Billboard Top 10. Enjoy The Smell of Incense.
Sure I will.
As still as the shadows of stone, she stood on the edge of my mind. I tried to push her away. I shut and locked the door. Her eyes grew large and asking.
And the smell of incense fills her room. Expectation. What happened to her childhood dreams? The sidewalk smothers us tomorrow.
And the smell of incense fills her room.
Another 2 minutes and 46 seconds of my life I can't get back. Are you kidding me?
You know, it's not easy to find these songs. I got to dig pretty deep.
Well, don't dig so deep, because I would have loved to have heard a better song by them than this.
It's psychedelic, man.
Oh.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Heavy Beer, the beer for drinkers who just don't get enough calories in their regular beer. Ed's Heavy Beer has so many calories that you'll gain 15 pounds just from blowing off the foam.
How about that, huh? Okay.
Okay, I think this might be our last song for the day.
Aww.
I know. And in 1964, this hit single by Mary Wells hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. See, now everybody knows my songs because I hit up above number, 10, not below. It became the biggest hit ever for Wells. Sit back, relax, and listen to My Guy.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.